Welcome back, listeners, and I again am so glad you stayed tuned with us because this show is Faith in Action. I'm the host, Joanne Fox, and like I said in the earlier segments, I do a lot of shows that have to do with me, and this show has to do with me because I am in a show at the Sioux City Community Theater. It is called Silent Sky. It's a relatively new play. And again, if this is a good time, you got paper, pencil, or your calendars, or you know, your smartphone or your laptop. This show runs June 3, 4, 5, and June 9, 10, 11, 12. And again, that's at the Sioux City Community Theater. And I will give you a lot more details as we continue this interview. So with me in the studio is my compadre in this show, Meredith Malinowski. And we mentioned in the first segment that Meredith's mom and dad are Thomas and, remind me, mom's first
name? Erica.
Erica, because she is listening and probably applauding her daughter, which we are grateful that we have Meredith in the show. So we got you through Helan High School. Yay, you know, graduate. And then you go to the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, which, again, another small world story. Most listeners know that I have my bachelor's degree from the University of Missouri, Columbia. But then I segued and went to the University of Nebraska at Lincoln to get my master's degree. So I always joke that football season is very difficult for me. Now, not so much because Missouri rarely plays in Nebraska. Oh, the Big Ten, Big Eight, that was a mess. But Meredith also has her degree from the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And what is that in?
I had an English degree and I had a minor in philosophy. I almost got a minor in theater, but it was going to cause me to graduate late. So I backed off, but I did take quite a lot of theater classes while I was there as well. For me, game day was not, my favorite thing about game day was that the library was empty. You know, that's the kind of student that I was. I went to one game in 4 years, and so people all the time are like, oh, you're a Husker, how exciting, like, are you excited for, like, whatever game's coming up? And I'm like, as if I even know what date that's on.
Well, I kind of am in that ballpark, too, although I must confess that I do follow it somewhat. Not quite at the rabid level of some other people.
Yeah.
But, you know.
My in-laws are Hawkeye fans,
so I have to be careful. Oh, yes, we're going to be very careful. And then you segued right into what we're going to talk about next. And tell us about your husband.
Yeah, my husband, Zach Malinowski, graduated 2016. He's a 2016 Helan alum. I'm a 2015 Helan alum. His dad, Jeremy Malinowski, just received Volunteer of the Year at the recent Helan auction. He's been so involved with the theater and show choir programs over there for many years. He absolutely deserves that award. I was so pleased.
That is great news. And so what have you discovered about marriage that has surprised you?
It's been 2 years now. We just celebrated our second anniversary last week. Actually, well, by the time this plays, it'll be quite a bit later than last week. But last week from the time we're recording this, we actually got married in the middle of sort of the strictest part of lockdown. The priest who was going to be officiating for us had been coaching us for a few months. And, you know, this sort of ominous cloud started to slowly drift toward us metaphorically. And we were sort of talking about, do we want to put off getting married, or do we want to get married as we intended? As you know, it sort of was like, no gatherings larger than 200, no gatherings larger than 50, no gatherings larger than 20. And he said, our priest said to us, Father Joe Vogel out in Elk Point, he said to us, do you want a marriage, or do you just want the wedding? And we said, we want the marriage. And so we ended up getting married in our church with only 13 people attending. Put it on Facebook Live so our family could watch. And then we drove around town with a just married sign and our whole family following us in their cars, honking their horns. So absolutely a memorable, wonderful experience. And then sort of getting through the pandemic together definitely strengthened our relationship a lot. Everyone said, they're like, you're going to know right away that this is going to work out because you're going to be spending a lot of time together since you can't go out. Of course, recently, he's barely seen me because I'm at the community theater. I've been at the community theater 5 nights a week for the last like 9 months. But yeah,
and
we had that
okay.
period together, which was fantastic.
Terrific. So let's talk a little bit more about Silent Sky. Again, listeners, my character is a co-worker of Henrietta Leavitt, who's kind of the focus of the entire show. And that's Wilhelmina Fleming. And Wilhelmina is actually a native of Scotland and comes to this country and starts out working for the doctor who's in charge of the Harvard Observatory as his housekeeper. And then he must see something in her and kind of encourages her to work in the observatory. And suddenly she becomes quite smart. So, yes, I have a Scottish accent for the show, and I've been working on it as hard as I can, but it is not easy. I kind of go into a Scottish / Southern drawl every once in a while, but, you know, we're
in
rehearsal.
You have some time. You'll tighten it up. It'll be
fine.
Oh,
yeah, I'll tighten it up. So, tell the listeners about a few of the other characters in the show.
Yeah, one of the characters that's sort of very critical to Henrietta's development is her sister Margie, played by Lael McKernan. Henrietta is, of course, this very career-driven, scientifically-driven woman, and as Joanne mentioned previously, her father's a Methodist preacher. Her sister is sort of following the path of her father by always being dedicated to her church first, always playing the hymns at the services, leading a traditional life, getting married, and having children. So she sort of serves as a foil to Henrietta, who loves her very much, but is on this very separate path in life where she says she doesn't want to get married and she wants to, you know, focus on her career and focus on her questions about the universe, which kind of lead both of them to this fascination with, like, quote unquote, the heavens. But for Margie, it's, you know, a religious fascination, whereas for Henrietta, it's a very scientific one.
And then there's a real interesting backstory with Henrietta and the only male character in the cast.
Yes. For a play that sort of is about women's suppression and persecution during this time period, there is only one male character, and that's Peter Shaw, played by Dane Meyer. And he originally starts out as a character who is very against Henrietta's progress because, of course, he doesn't believe she can have achievements in the astronomical world being a woman. And then eventually he sort of warms up to her and realizes that she's able to have so much passion and drive for this that she's going to make great discoveries. And, of course, what we discover is, as history shows, that Henrietta Leavitt eventually discovered Leavitt's Law, which was the foundation for the discovery that there are galaxies outside of the Milky Way.
And that was just absolutely jaw-dropping at that time. It kind of coincided with Einstein's theory of relativity about the same time. And it did. It kind of blew everybody away. And, you know, there's this nice growth of starts out there, like you said, they kind of, Peter Shaw and Henrietta Leavitt are kind of at odds at first. And then they kind of begin to like each other. And then over several years, they fall in love with each other. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we're going to give anything away, but, well, listeners, it doesn't work out. So maybe you can tell the listeners a little bit about what happens there.
Yeah, unfortunately, as in real life, Henrietta did have to leave Harvard for a period of time to take care of her family. And it was at that time that... And Peter Shaw is a fictional character, but Peter Shaw in the story is encouraged and pressured by his parents to marry someone else while Henrietta's away. And so when she finally is sort of confronting for the first time in her life that she might want something other than her career, it's sort of dashed and she throws herself even more seriously into her profession and into astronomy and her discoveries around the time that she discovered Leavitt's Law and had it published.
And that is something that I found very interesting when I first was intrigued with the script is, for the most part, this is true. I mean, this is what happened to Henrietta Leavitt. Mm-hmm. And then we have the last character.
Yeah, Annie Jump Cannon.
Yeah.
Annie Jump Cannon and Wilhelmina Fleming were both real women. Annie Jump Cannon, played by Lisa Cooper, discovered, sort of designed the classification system for stars based on how they appear in the sky. And that classification system is still used today, or at least it was still being used in 2018 when I took my astronomy class at UNL. So it's just the classification of stars, and she was also involved in the suffrage movement, getting women the right to vote, and a lot of other things. And She and Wilhelmina, like Henrietta, did not marry and were dedicated to their careers their entire lives, but unfortunately didn't receive a lot of recognition for that until much later on after they had both passed away.
Yeah, and I think, again, that is what is so interesting is that for all practical purposes, although we can't be certain that this is the conversations these women had with anybody or with Peter, who is a fictional character, but the overall is this is what really happened to these women, and their contributions to science is just jaw-dropping.
Yeah, there was actually an attempt for Henrietta Leavitt to receive a Nobel Prize, but she had already passed away by that point. And while the Nobel Prize could be awarded to women, it couldn't be awarded to those who had were deceased.
Yeah, and that's too bad because she is a remarkable character. So, you know, I've done community theater for a kajillion years. I've done theater almost all my life. And what is it you hope the audience will take away at the end of this show?
Well, I mentioned previously that I did tear up a couple of times reading this script, but it is so diverse, and that was the thing I was able to tell people before it was even fully cast, was that the script is fantastic. It really has hilarious moments and heart-touching moments and such a diversity of feeling that you walk away, you mentioned it's not a sad show, but you walk away with a certain solemnity, but at the same time having really enjoyed the show, because the story is just so incredible. And then, of course, there's always the undercurrent that many parts of it are true.
Yep, absolutely. And again, guess what, listeners? It's time to take another short break, as we always do. And I want to thank my guest, Meredith Malinowski, for being a part of my show. And I look forward to, as she does, presenting this show on the Sioux City Community Theater stage.
Thank you so much for having me, Joanne.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on Silent Sky.